Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down and 7. He's going to throw. Davante Adams wide open in the near flat. Makes a catch. Stops, cuts back inside. 10, 5. He's going to score. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Davante Adams is a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to the Seattle secondary. A 40-yard touchdown catch-and-run combination.
That was a call you heard right here on The Fan. Davante Adams with the 40-yard touchdown catch, the longest catch of his 8 receptions for a Green Bay Packers franchise record, 160 yards receiving in a postseason game. 2 touchdowns, including that one, helping Green Bay advance to the NFC Championship game with a 28-23 win over the Seattle Seahawks. And that game, it couldn't have started much worse for Seattle. I mean, the opening drive, you see Aaron Rodgers looks cool, calm, collected, throwing some darts down the field. He looked like he was in a rhythm early. And then, you know, they open up 21 points in that first half is something that it was kind of unfamiliar territory for that Seahawks offense.
Well, first of all, it's 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks dueling
absolutely.
It out, playing fantastically. They both did. They both made great throws. I mean, Russ did things in the second half. This was a synopsis of a game. When it finally finished, Aaron Rodgers just had the better team. He had the better defense that day. He had the better wide receiver when it came down to make a play. He had the better tight end to make a play. In the end, when you get those first downs and have that touch that Aaron Rodgers is the best off-script quarterback. I mean, even for the way, if you drew up Aaron Rodgers and said, let's watch Aaron Rodgers throw in motion and let's make sure that we replicate this and let's do this in a teaching tape, you would never do it because he throws off his back foot, he sidearm, he flicks, he can move, he can adjust, he can do it as good as anybody's ever done in this league. And then to have what Davante Adams is at that kind of elite wide receiver and make moves off the ball, good luck covering that, because Seattle didn't have an answer. And certainly it could have been a different game with a few different changes, but in the end, the right team won. The better group. And that's what this football, or that's what the NFL does in the playoffs. It will always show you what is the more prepared, but also the better group as a whole. And the Seahawks defense, just throughout this entire year, felt that they were holding on by a string and just injuries. But clearly Green Bay is going to be the better matchup right now I would say 49er fans might not think that. But that we're expecting a shootout now. I'm expecting a really good defensive game and 2 good quarterbacks going after it.
Well, I mean, if we look at that game as a whole, it really did come down to critical downs and critical situations, right? I mean, if you look at it, Russell Wilson in the second half, he was absolutely amazing. Put that team on his back. And, you know, Tyler Lockett, have a day, Tyler Lockett. And, I mean, we downplay Tyler Lockett's effectiveness and reliability, but man, he is really good in crucial situations. And DK Metcalf didn't have the game that he'd had over the last handful of games, but he was still effective in yesterday's game. But when a game comes down to you're in the divisional round of the playoffs, critical downs are the ones that are going to be the killer. And Seattle was god-awful on third down. They were 0-for-4 in the first half until Russell Wilson, with what, 25 or 26 seconds left, scrambled for a first down. They were 3-for-9 on the entire game. And when you look on the other side of it, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they were lights out on third down. They converted 9-of-14 third downs, and they just kept their team on the field, including 2 huge third downs after, Pete Carroll opts to punt instead of going for it on 4th and 11.
Yeah, the identity of what Green Bay has always been throughout the entire year with Jones. Aaron Jones, a really good running back and very powerful, and having Aaron Rodgers and the offensive line playing defense, their identity didn't change. The Seahawks' identity wasn't anything. That was nothing of a Seahawks team that finished out December, and I'm sorry, not including after Chris Carson got hurt. That wasn't the same team. And I don't know if you heard Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talking about it on the broadcast when they were mentioning Russell Wilson and what Pete Carroll likes Russell to do. is that I want you to stay in the pocket, try to hold things together, but in the second half, I want you to free up and run. Very bizarre to me, but I understand wanting to keep his longevity and letting the team do that. That works when you have a running game, but they didn't. They didn't have a running game. They had one playmaker, and that was Tyler Lockett yesterday because they did a good because Green Bay did a great job on DK Metcalf. They helped over the top. Kevin King did a good job on him. All those guys, they took him out of the game. I mean, he really wasn't a factor. He had four catches, 59 yards, and guys dropped a few key players, dropped a few balls. I think it was Malik Turner's drop that was critical.
Hollister had a couple big drops.
Yeah, not expecting a ton out of Jacob Hollister. He played above his skis anyway the entire year. It was a practice squad. There's like four practice squad guys out there playing. The Seahawks would have three wins if it wasn't for one guy, and that's number three.
Yeah, and going back to that, you know, the Pete Carroll just kind of letting Russell Wilson do his thing in the second half, you can kind of see why you would do that because, you know, Green Bay was doing a really good job of kind of defending that pocket where they had like two to three guys kind of playing laterally, and then one guy would go on the pass rush, kind of loop around and kind of force Russell Wilson to that one spot. And then the second half, like Russell Wilson kind of like figured out how they were rushing him and he became so much more comfortable. Man, when he takes off and runs, he is so fun to watch because it looks like he gets shot out of a cannon and his little cannon, his frame is so small and compact, you know? He just looks like a little cannonball rolling down the field.
Well, he's not as fast.
It is crazy, man.
He is definitely not as fast as he used to be, but a guy that's in his eighth year that still is able to do that. I mean, anybody that has eyeballs understands that Wilson is everything for this. I mean, he is the entire franchise. I mean, there is, you look around and you get to see the players and you can see the mistakes that were happening on defense. Like the defense in just it, look, if you watch that defense just the last 2 months, you would look at it and go, God, how are they here? I mean, because that isn't even close to what the Legion of Boom was. Their corners are all but average. I mean, Shaquem Griffin is a good corner, and you just don't. Your pass rush was okay. The linebacker core, other than Bobby Wagner, even some of the guys like KJ Wright just looked slow. Now, these guys weren't. I mean, they didn't have the same defense. And for that game to go on the road and win it, that's a tough place to play. Can't win there. That's the kryptonite right now for the Seahawks is Green Bay and Lambeau Field. It's iconic. But you got to hats off to what Aaron Rodgers did with that group because watching Devontae Adams run a route is poetry. That guy is a game changer.
So this is something that I have a question about. There are some questionable plays and questionable situations in that game. So that drive where Seattle goes down, they score to make it 28-23. You know, Packers defenders were falling left and right. It looked like they were starting to wear on them, right?
I think like
four guys got hurt on that one drive, right? They come back out, and on the next drive, all right, Seattle gets the ball back with, 5 minutes to go. You're sitting there going, okay, here it is. This is that Russell Wilson time. This is that Russell Wilson moment where he just takes over and boom, you have that faith that he's going to drive the ball down the field and get that score to take a lead. They hit a third down and five, right? And on the sack that put him back to fourth and 11.
By the way, can I stop you there for a second on that sack?
Well, that's what my question is.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is Jacob Hollister blocking one-on-one with Preston Smith.
What?
Yeah. They had the tight end, and we see this time and time again. And my question is, why do we continually see offensive coordinators try to trust a tight end to block an elite pass rusher?
Okay, I can explain it like this because that wasn't Hollister's fault. The scheme was what the scheme is. So Jermaine Ifedi, what they did is they lined up on the outside. They had that set up as a wide rush technique. So that means that you're going to bring a corner or you're going to bring a safety. So if Fetty's job is to be the first guy, he's got to protect inside out. That's all protection is always built that way from when you're talking about tackle's job. So when a Fetty sets, they do a ghost rush, which means they look like they're going to bring pressure from the secondary and they don't. And then that leaves Hollister, which nobody's going to expect Hollister. All he's supposed to do is chip and slow him down. And then a Fetty is supposed to work his way out. Well, because I'm not an Fetty fan, and the way he kept his eyes inside, and just like all offensive linemen, which I love you to death, you naturally want to cheat to your inside to help from inside out. But he should have bounced outside right away, understanding that you can't put a tight end on a wide rush. So, those are schemes. But with all that being said, your scheme on third and five with Schottenheimer, your scheme with third and five has got to have hot routes built in, but the ball's got to be out in 1,001, 1,002, ball out.
Right.
The scheme of Seattle does not allow quick game. It's a chunk offense. Chunk offense means we hold the ball for two and a half, 3, move around, make a play. They aren't a quick strike. Stop asking him to do that. So this was a scheme and wouldn't even have been there if Malik Turner would have caught the ball in the prior throw anyway, which hit him dead between the 1 and the, what is he, number 14 or 17? 1 yeah. and 7. Man, just struck, just, shake it right there. Boom. Scheme. Give credit to what Green Bay did. Green Bay did a good job. They did it twice, too, on that sack that they brought the outside corner on another blitz on the two-point play.
Yeah.
The ball's got to be out.
Yeah.
You got to account for that. You are the quarterback. Russ is a great player, but you got to count to get that ball out fast.
Well, the same thing happened in the other NFC game with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, how many times did we see that? Like Kirk Cousins, I talked about it on Friday. I brought up the stat that he holds onto the ball longer than anybody else in the NFL. He was sitting there just holding onto the ball, four-man pressure, just boom, all day long.
Very similar offenses.
Hey, get ready, Cleveland Browns, because Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator from Minnesota, he's your man now.
But
hey, your head coach.
If I was going to criticize, I would also criticize what San Francisco does, but San Francisco runs such a great zone scheme with their offensive line. Seattle had no zone. Marshawn Lynch was inept. In the middle of the field. Of course, yeah, he could run for 2 yards, 3 yards, and get you a touchdown, but they couldn't move the ball on the ground at all whatsoever, so there's no threat.
Okay, the other thing that kind of pops out to me in this game, Twitter, doing Twitter things. Pete Carroll opting to punt with under 3 minutes to go, it's being criticized. I actually, even at the time, I was like, I don't mind it. You have all of your timeouts and the two-minute warning. And you'd finally started getting some traction. You know what Green Bay is going to do. They're going to try and take as much air out of the ball as they possibly can. And so Pete Carroll taking the brunt of it. I liked it. And your defense had the opportunity. You had 2 third downs where you could have gotten the ball back in your offense's hands.
Well, you have an elite punter who had a bad punt. I didn't like that punt because he kicked it in the end zone. All you got to do is kick it out of bounds. So that was a mistake number one. So you shorten up. They get it on the 20. If you could pin it, your job as a punter, okay, you have one job. Kick it out of bounds, man. You can't get a touchback there.
Right.
No, you can't get a touchback there. You're a punter. Plus, you're an Aussie punter. So that's a mistake, number one. Number two, you have all your timeouts. I don't mind the call, but you're a defensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
You're going to put it on your – as much as Pete Carroll's thinking, he's not going to allow his offense to do that. Should he have gone on 4th and 11 with Russell Wilson the way it was played, the way your defense couldn't stop anybody at that point? If they get the ball, where do they take over? Their own 42?
Yeah. I mean, it's 4th and 11.
Yeah, it's damned you are, damned if you don't. Do you want to have – my only question is this, as a head coach or anybody at any point in time, who do you want to know is making – who do you want to die or live or die with? Do you want to live or die with your defense, or do you want to live or die with Russell Wilson? I think that still shows you what Pete Carroll's innate ability is built in, is that he's like, oh, I know our defense can do it. We can make one more play. I can just hear him thinking that. He never was ever built allowing his offense. And that was, and can I just, this is my final thing about Pete Carroll. Going back to college, he put it on his defense to win in a national championship game. Couldn't do it. And the more times I see, that's Pete Carroll's one fault that I think we all know, is that he believes in defense too much at times, and those have always come back to haunt him.
And then 2 big 3rd downs. Devontae Adams torches Ugo Amadi, and then a cruel twist of fate. Jimmy Graham is the guy who seals the game.
Yeah.
For the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, come on. It was good for him. He made good catches.
Yeah.
Those weren't easy catches. He made good catches.
Oh, and Seahawk fan is upset because, you know, there you see the 4th down line screenshots that are out there that it was short.
That's
the line was off. Like the superimposed line, it was off. There's a clear shot of the line was ahead of the sticks.
It's not what lost you the game.
No, it's not. And they probably would have gone for it on 4th down and 1, too.
Yeah, or kicked a field goal. So.
Yeah. All right. Seahawks lose 28-23. We'll have more on that game as the show goes on. Russell Wilson, man, he did everything he could. He is so damn fun to watch. Tyler Lockett with the hell of a game, but it was Aaron Rodgers making play after play on 3rd down, especially for the Green Bay Packers, sealing the victory 28-23. All right, it is Monday. Statement Monday. Statements from the weekend in football. And how about statements heading into the national championship game tonight? 55305, that's the text line. First is Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.